Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Where are you stuck? Are you feeling stuck in life or at work? Do you feel like you should just start over? Well, you're not alone. We all feel stuck at some point in life, whether in a career, life, or even in identifying the next goal. Most people will feel stuck at some point. So what does it really look like? Feeling stuck is really wanting something, a new job, better balance, improved health, and then losing motivation to get it. It might be identifying something that looks exciting and then talking yourself out of the steps to move towards it. It could be indecision, worry, overthinking that rob you of being present and enjoying life as it is. The toll of the daily grind sucks most of your time and energy. So your relationships, your self-care, your personal goals get lost in that shuffle of the treadmill existence. Subconsciously, without even realizing it, you end up pushing your dreams and your goals further and further down your list. Feeling stuck is not fun. I've been there, I get it. So why do I feel stuck in life? It's not an easy question to answer. Stuckness will look different for everyone. But here's a few scenarios that if you recognize, you might want to move on from. But maybe you're not sure how to. So the first scenario is you've outgrown your current situation. It's a reality that people change over time. Your needs, your wants, your hopes, it evolves. Perhaps that perfect job you landed a year ago doesn't provide enough stimulation. Or maybe you've been staying at home and you're ready to change your situation. Outgrowing your current situation will leave you wondering what direction to go next. Another scenario, maybe you feel disconnected from your values. Life can lose its sparkle when your values are not present in your life. If your day-to-day life doesn't enable your values to thrive, they can start to dull, and this can leave you feeling like you're not being your true self. Another scenario, you might think that change means losing something. In this situation, you can reduce your thinking to be very narrow. You're only looking at either or options. So it's about allowing yourself to open up to yes and thinking. Another scenario, you've lost hope for the future. Our thoughts are so powerful. They can send us in the direction we want to head or keep us pinned in that one place. Negative thoughts in particular can be really, really influential, and they can create a world of emotions of sadness, anxiety, unworthiness. It makes it really hard to move forward if you're grappling with negative thoughts and feelings. Maybe simply you're overwhelmed. You could be overwhelmed by your circumstances, by life events, or the possibility and pressure that whatever's next could be causing you. Whether it's over your past or potential future, overwhelm is hard to overcome. Or another scenario, you keep comparing yourself to others. Keep in mind, comparison is a thief of joy. Compare yourself to you, your growth, your potential, your future. Try not to get caught up in comparing yourself to others and feeling like you're falling short. So as I said, feeling stuck, it can be really hard to know how to move forward. But I've got three questions that could help you identify where you're stuck and help you to move forward. The first question is, what's been bothering you lately? And when you know what's bothering you, what are some of the things in your control that you could use to help in that situation. So what's bothering you and what's in your control to help that situation? That's the first question. The second question, what do you need right now? Do you need support? Do you need resources? What do you need? Do you need time? What do you need right now? Write it down. Get clear in your head. And then the third question is, what are some of those negative, constructive emotions that you're experiencing? And what can you do when you feel that way? If you can identify it, then you can make a plan for it. Now, do you have big dreams, but are you struggling to balance them with your busy life? As a business owner and a mother, I know firsthand how challenging it can be juggling the multiple responsibilities while trying to progress towards our goals. And that's why I've created a proven system that supports you to follow through on your dreams while providing accountability that you need to stay on track. I am so excited to share. My doors for the Vision Lab are officially open until Thursday, the 16th of March. With my guidance, you can finally live your dreams and take consistent action towards them while effectively managing your busy daily life as well. It's a really powerful process and it's already helped many women realize their dreams. The Vision Lab is a 3-month coaching package and it works you through the 6 steps that will see you finally living the life you truly want. I invite you to book a free call with me now before Thursday the 16th, and let's talk about the Vision Lab and see if it's the right coaching program for you. I'll talk to you soon.